This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Video released by the Ukrainian military appears to show fighting in the eastern part of the country where Ukrainian soldiers have fought Russian invaders for months. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
A GoPro camera mounted on a Ukrainian tank claims to show fighting near the shattered city of Bakhmut in a battle both sides have described as a meat grinder, but neither has so far managed to win. The tank platoon's commander, call sign Bender, told Reuters his unit fired on Russian positions in support of Ukrainian infantry. Russia has claimed in recent days to have made progress in street-by-street fighting. British intelligence on Wednesday said Ukrainian forces had successfully pushed the Russians back from one of the city's main supply routes. The head of a private Russian mercenary group heavily involved in the Bakhmut operation on Wednesday acknowledged that the fighting had badly damaged his forces.
That was Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. U.S. President Joe Biden says global leaders are turning the tide and stemming a years-long backslide of democratic institutions.
I believe this is a defining challenge of our age. And today, we can say with pride that the democracies of the world are getting stronger, not weaker. Autocracies of the world are getting weaker, not stronger.
At his second democracy summit on Wednesday, Biden looked to spotlight hopeful advancements over the past year, despite Russia's war in neighboring Ukraine and U.S. tensions with China over its military and economic influence in the Indo-Pacific region and beyond. The Vatican says Pope Francis will be hospitalized for several days for treatment of a respiratory infection after experiencing difficulty breathing in recent days. Vatican spokesman Matteo Bruni says the 86-year-old pontiff does not have COVID-19, but requires several days of therapy.